This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 50 people were killed and 271 wounded when Russia hit a military institute in a Ukrainian central town with two ballistic missiles on Tuesday, the war's deadliest single attack this year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on the Telegram messaging app, the Russian scum will definitely be held accountable for this strike. The use of ballistic missiles, which hits targets hundreds of kilometers away within a few minutes of their launch, meant the victims had little time to find cover after the air raid siren sounded, the foreign ministry said. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog held talks on Tuesday with senior officials in Ukraine after attacks were reported near the Zaporizhia power plant, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Rafael Grossi, who has highlighted the vulnerability of Ukraine's energy infrastructure due to Russian attacks, is making his sixth visit to the war-torn country since the conflict began in February 2022. The Zaporizhia plant, Europe's largest, came under Russian control in the wake of its invasion. The IAEA says ongoing attacks in the area and damage to Ukraine's national grid threaten the power supply that's vital to nuclear power stations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin received a red carpet welcome to Mongolia as the country ignored calls to arrest him on an international warrant for alleged war crimes stemming from Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. His visit on Tuesday was Putin's first to a member country of the International Criminal Court since it issued the warrant in March 2023. Ukraine had called on Mongolia to hand Putin over to the court. This is VOA News. Israelis are continuing to feel a mix of sadness and anger following the return of the dead bodies of six of the hostages taken on October 7th. VOA's Flashpoint spoke with Linda Gradstein on Tuesday for a sense of the mood on the ground in Jerusalem.
Well, I think the mood is a combination of sadness and anger. The sadness is because they were killed apparently just 48 hours or so before the Israeli soldiers got to them. And anger because there's a sense that they could have been rescued alive if Israel had agreed to a ceasefire deal. And the anger is coming really at the prime minister, at Benjamin Netanyahu. And on Sunday night, for example, there were 500,000 people in the streets.
Hear more on VOA's Flashpoint. Hundreds of protesters have gathered in central Tel Aviv for a third consecutive night, calling on the government to reach a ceasefire deal that would bring home the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Tuesday's protest took place a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated his insistence that Israel retain control of Gaza's border with Egypt. Hamas has demanded a full Israeli withdrawal as part of any deal. Protesters say time is running out to save the hostages still alive in Gaza. One Gazan schoolgirl longs to return to her studies, but her classroom is now a dormitory for families displaced by war. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
12-year-old Rama Abu Saif should be starting 7th grade. But, like hundreds of thousands of students in Gaza, she now finds herself sheltering in classrooms instead of studying in them. Her school bag, which was once full of textbooks and pens, is now stuffed with clothes. Rama is one of an estimated 625,000 school-aged children whose education has been interrupted by the Israel-Hamas war. Since the conflict began 11 months ago, schools have been bombed or turned into shelters for displaced people, such as Rama and her family.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. U.S. federal prosecutors say a former aide to two New York governors has been charged with acting as an undisclosed agent of the Chinese government. Linda Sun was arrested on Tuesday morning along with her husband at their multi-million dollar home on Long Island. Prosecutors say Sun blocked representatives of the Taiwanese government from having access to high-level officials in New York State and shaped New York governmental messaging to align with China's priorities, among other infractions. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.